It's a big weekend for the Socceroos as they take on Norway in an international friendly in Oslo on Saturday morning. It's the first match under World Cup coach Bert van Marwijk and will be a chance for several players to put their cases for inclusion in his plans for the tournament in Russia. Midfielder James Troisi says the players are looking forward to playing for their new coach.
It has, you know, a lot of experience, so it's an exciting time, and you know, the team is strong and together, and you know, looking forward to this new challenge.
Van Marwijk guided the Netherlands to the World Cup final against Spain in 2010. The Socceroos' next match is against Colombia in London on Wednesday morning. SBS has live coverage of the Peru versus Croatia friendly from 11:15 on Saturday night. It'll be a great chance for Socceroos fans to see how Peru are faring. The nations meet in the final group match of the World Cup in Russia. The third cricket test in Cape Town is being played over the weekend, with South Africa's Kagiso Rabada likely to be in the thick of the action. The home side's leading strike bowler was allowed to play in the test after overturning a tribunal decision to ban him for two tests. He was initially judged to be guilty of making contact with Australia captain Steve Smith's shoulder in an exuberant wicket celebration during the second test. Smith, though, says the issue didn't affect his side's lead-up to the test.
We were planning both ways anyway, so it didn't bother us. Obviously, he's back playing now, so he's a world-class bowler. And for us, you know, it's about trying to negate the impact that he's had probably in the first couple of games. If we can do that, then hopefully that'll take us a long way to winning this game.
Whichever nation wins the test, they'll go ahead in the four-test series, which is currently locked at one test apiece. The AFL season kicked off on Thursday night, but there's another eight fixtures for fans around the country to get their teeth into after a long off-season. The West Coast Eagles don't take on the Sydney Swans until Sunday afternoon, and that extra lead-in time could help Nick Natanui be fit for the season opener. The key midfielder missed last season through injury, and West Coast coach Adam Simpson told Fox Sports it'll be great to have Natanui back in the side this season.
Well, he's pretty important for us, obviously, and he's one of our best players, and yeah, he's been out for a long period of time, but it's been a full season that he's been out for, so a bit's happened in between, and to get him back, yeah, really help our midfield out, and if and when he comes back, we just got to be a little bit patient about getting him back to his best.
And don't forget the AFLW Grand Final is taking place on Sunday, with Brisbane travelling to Melbourne to take on the Western Bulldogs at Carlton's Princes Park Ground. The AFL has decided to make entrance free of charge for the 22,000 capacity venue. Brisbane will be looking to make up for the disappointment of losing last year's inaugural final to the Adelaide Crows. The Bulldogs go into the match without skipper Katie Brennan, who was banned for rough conduct in the last match against Melbourne. The club appealed the punishment, but Brennan says she'll play a part either way.
Yeah, I'll just be able to play my role come game day. We've proved that the girls don't need myself out on the field to win games, and I'll back them 100% in and also be able to, like I said, play a really important role come game day.
There's a full round of NRL matches this weekend, with much focus on Sunday evening's game between the Sydney Roosters and the Newcastle Knights. That's because Knights playmaker Mitchell Pearce will be playing against his former club for the first time after a high-profile move in the off-season. The Formula One season is getting underway in Melbourne this weekend, with Mercedes driver Lewis Hamilton of Great Britain hoping the season will produce a fifth world title. Local hope Daniel Ricciardo also wants to make a statement to his Formula One rivals at this Australian Grand Prix. Ricciardo didn't finish in his home race last year, but will take plenty of encouragement into the opening race of 2018, after strong performances in pre-season testing.
If they're not already awoken, the other teams, then it would really get them going. So I think, yeah, for us to have a strong one, it would more set a statement for the long term this year and show that we're going to be fighting for the championship. So, yeah, it'd be awesome to get off on the right foot.
And, of course, the National Basketball League Grand Final continues over the weekend, with Game 4 between the Adelaide 36ers and Melbourne United taking place on Sunday. SBS will have live coverage of that match from 3 p.m.